and I got a robe.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast, my friends. BPScrasher@gmail.com. Also, you can reach out to us at 402-915-0962. Pretty simple. All right. So if you want to reach out, you can do so. All right. We're going to kick off this this bombshell of a podcast with a little motivation. OK, so you got three choices to click through. The category is three picnic foods left in the sun too long.
Oh,
you have to eat. You have to eat one of them. OK, right. So we've got potato salad, chicken salad and deviled eggs.
Oh, that's really, that's like playing F murder kill, only like all of them are bad choices. You're like, I can't kill all of them, or F marry kill.
Yeah.
You're like, I want to kill all of them. They're like, nope, you got to F and got to marry one of them. Like,
which one?
Chicken salad.
Chicken salad it is.
Good morning, cupcake. Daily reminder, your ass is fine and your heart's divine. You've survived every burnt-ass day that life's pulled out of the oven, and you still pop back out all golden and fluffy. So frost that attitude with confidence and go be the damn power pastry the world needs today.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that. The power pastry.
I'm ready to be a power pastry.
Are you really?
I'm done with sugar. I think.
You're done with sugar. Why are you done
for
with sugar?
For a while.
Okay.
Just because of Christmas. Yeah. And it just never stops. Like every day, it's like an elf lives in my stomach.
Well, you make,
like, feed me more candy and cookies and cake.
And you had a cookie exchange type thing at work, at your job. Okay. What was.
And there were so many cookies. And so then the cookies are there for days. They're just like there. And I'm not made of stone. I mean, if there's a peanut blossom just hanging out on a counter somewhere. I took a picture. You know, we've talked about this new job, and I've been very hesitant about eating any of the food they put out.
Yeah.
Well, now, why is cracked.
That? What? Now, why is that? So people know why.
Just, I just feel like it looks needy. I don't know. Like, I don't want to be the new girl where they're like, it's not for you. It's for, like, guests. You know I'm saying?
Yeah. Is it for guests, though? Because no. Do you have guests? Yeah, it's for you guys is what it is.
It is. And
you are the guests.
The difference was somebody came in to the newsroom this time and was like, hey, Molly, there's pizza out there. You should get some. And I was kind of like, all right, I've gotten a formal invitation. I'm going to go out. Giordano's dropped off. Like so many pizzas, and it was giardiniera pizza. I'd never had it before. It was so good.
Was it really?
Was so good.
Really?
So much pizza, like so much pizza, and thin crust and the deep dish.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get the deep dish because I knew that would just be a gut bomb, and I still had like 4 hours left to stay frosty. But yeah. Giordano's pizza came in and delivered as part of the breakfast club.
Really?
So good.
I know. I wish we had that. The closest that we have to that is Pizza Davlo, right? And that guy is actually from Chicago. He came to Omaha and he was like, okay. You know what? You guys don't have Chicago-style pizza here. Any authentic Chicago-style pizza, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is what sucks. It just closed. It was the only they just closed down. They've been there for years and their pizza was fantastic. I just think maybe, I don't know, the economy.
It's expensive.
It's expensive. And he could do a deep dish Chicago style pizza, gluten-free. Well, you can't get a good gluten-free pizza anymore, rarely anywhere. I've had a couple good ones, like Dolomiti's has got a great one. But anyway, yeah, so. You get to enjoy the finest, finest in the land.
So I took a picture I wanted to send to you and Grace because it was like a full spread. And I'm like, I finally sent it. I finally broke. And it was only because somebody specifically told me about it.
Okay.
They're like, you know, you can help yourself to whatever's out there. I'm like, no. But thank you for the personal invitation. Now I feel like I can have what's out there today.
Well, I'm glad you did it. You know, now, I mean, you know, working all those years in radio, there was always candy and stuff out, you know, out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know why radio stations are like that. I mean, for those that don't know, Molly's working at a news station, WGN. And it's no different. I've actually lost weight since I haven't been doing radio.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't eat all that candy and stuff that was there. I would eat it daily. Daily,
yeah.
Just constantly mowing it down and whatever food would come in. And plus it was gross too, because some people would like take a bite of a donut. Like they would split the donut in half. I'm like, don't split the donut in half. Take Why? The damn thing, because this isn't your house. This is, you're leaving half of a donut there that's been torn apart.
Well, no, if they used
no
a knife.
No one's going to eat it. Well, you don't know if they used a knife. It's just sitting in there.
Well, usually
all hard.
You leave the knife there to kind of indicate like, hey, a utensil was used. Like, it wasn't my paws.
Just take the whole thing. Don't start splitting stuff up at WGN, Molly, okay?
A guy at WGN asked me to split something.
Well, that's
like,
different.
I can't eat one of those whole cookies. Will you split it with me? I was like, yeah, I don't care. That's fine.
That's different. That's different if it's asked. But if it's
but it was so funny
because
I was like, Steve, how about this? Just eat the half the cookie now and save the rest for later. He's like, good idea. I was like, I really don't need to eat half a cookie right now. Like, I'm trying not to have cookies at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That is
but
funny.
Obviously yeah. You have a different standard, which is fine. There's no judgment. It's cookie exchange day and we all get here at like 4 or 5 in the morning, so it starts early. But yeah, I was cookie, not cookie. In the mood for a cookie yet.
This is the time you just get sick and tired of food for some reason. Yesterday I wanted to, and I've been wanting to do it, I decided to make deviled eggs.
Sick.
Right. Yeah.
You text me like that them. And I was like, do not let Peter know that is on the menu. Because he'll be like, you know what we should make? I'll be like, no, we shouldn't.
Oh, my God. Not. Delicious. Delicious. But I made it because Wylene's not on mayo. Right. And so You would like these. Do you like eggs at all or no?
Yeah, but I'm funny about them. Only
okay. All right. Okay.
Certain kinds.
Okay. Certain kinds of eggs. Huh? Okay.
I don't like hard boiled eggs.
All right. Then you won't like deviled
eggs. That's what I mean.
Then.
Like, yeah. I don't think even if it were swapped out for, we swapped out mayo for whatever, yeah. They just skeeved me out.
Okay.
There's something about right. deviled eggs that just freaked me out.
Well, I made it. I replaced the mayo. Hellman's has a plant-based mayo, which sounds awful to me. I'm like, what is plant-based mayo? And Wylene had
better living
it.
Through science.
Right. But anyway, I tried it and it wasn't bad. It has a little bit of a different flavor to it, but all mayonnaise is
got
different,
a zip.
Right?
Like, it has a bit anyway. Of a wang. To
it. A little bit of a wang. Anyway, I used that. And so what I did is I made 20 of them. Well, that's Wylene's face right there because
sick.
I'm like, have a couple of deviled eggs. So
what is your butt like now? Just no. Ugh.
Anyway, I'm like, I think I made too many because 20 is a lot of deviled eggs. That's what people take to parties. It's just Wylene and I. And Wylene's not going to sit there and eat them all.
No.
So she said, well, you got to eat these now because the shelf life is like a day and a half, maybe 2 days, maybe.
You're going to be so
days.
Sick.
Well, so I've been eating them nonstop. I ate a bunch last night and I ate two for breakfast and I had two more for lunch. So I only have 4 left out of 20.
God. You've just got to be clearing rooms.
Oh, my God. Totally am.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
I realize that the byproduct uh-huh. of deviled eggs tends to be really rancid gas.
Yes.
And so if you've been sucking down 20 of them, you've got to be like fumigated. That house, you got to move now. No. Like, I don't think you can ever get that smell out of the walls.
Well, I... the other room before this, I had to clear out of the room myself. And I thought to myself, I'm like, wow, I don't, because my farts don't stink like most people's for some reason. I don't know why.
Whatever you got to tell yourself. Okay. Your farts are so special. You're like, they're really, they actually smell good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. And I thought to myself, I'm like, wow, that's weird. I wonder what that is. Why? And then now you just reminded me that's what
loaded
happens.
Up the tank with nothing good.
Yeah. Nothing good. That's all I've eaten all day is deviled eggs. Deviled egg this,
that's
deviled
just
egg that.
Gross. I mean, don't you feel icky?
No. I have these mini little pickles, you know, those baby pickles that you can buy.
Gherkins?
I have those. Yeah, little gherkins. I've been stuffing them in there. Like a, it looks like a man, a green man on a, on an egg boat. God, I wish I would have brought one over. Anyway, I was like, oh my God, this is adorable. It's like a little green guy on a deviled egg boat. And I showed Wiley, I'm like, look how cute this is.
She's like, just eat them. Stop playing with your food. It's bad enough you made 20 of them. Stop trying to make stories for each one of them. And this guy's on a boat.
Yeah,
just eat your dinner. God, I don't want to be here all night.
Hey, I want to say hi to Ellie real quick. We got a message on, you can comment on Spotify and all those other, you know, Apple podcasts and everything like that. But she's listening from Clermont-Ferrand in France.
Cool.
Yeah. She said she's lived in Omaha for 20 plus years. She misses us on the, on her daily commute, but is glad that we're on podcast so she can still listen. Has been listening to, while on the way to work, to the gym, back at the gym. And she said, sometimes I laugh and smile like crazy person by myself. Is what
she
says.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So thank you for listening. France. I've never been to France. Oh. Francais.
Mm-hmm. En France. France. I love France.
Do you?
I love France. Yeah. I was, when I was 16, I spent a summer there. I was a babysitter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, and then the next summer we did an exchange. I was actually just talking about this the other day. We did an exchange where I went and stayed with the family and then their son came and stayed with my family while I was there. And I think that his family got the better part of the deal.
Oh, really?
This
really? Why?
Crazy.
Oh, really?
He showed up and my mom, you know, my mom being a sweet person, she's like, well, what do you want to do while you're here? You know, like all this stuff. He's like, I want to buy nunchucks.
He's that guy.
Yes.
My God.
And so my mom's like, okay. And like took him to go buy nunchucks. And then he would like use them on my sister.
Really?
Yes.
What a monster.
He's crazy. Just absolutely crazy. And just disgruntled. Just so.
Those nunchucks or something else. My brother had them. He'd make them.
Like a rite of passage. Because I was talking to a guy the other day and he's like, I had a pair. And I was like, really?
We had pairs. My brother would, this is what he would do. We'd get in trouble all the time because he'd take the brooms, my mother's broom, and cut the pole and then attach chains to them. So we'd make homemade nunchucks that hurt. Yeah. And then he'd just do his nunchuck wah thing, whoo, and then hit, you know, it's a painful thing when you're doing them, trying to learn. You'll hit yourself in the head and everything like that. Not once did we think we should get the plastic ones and really get good at this. I think it's a man thing. I think it's a kid thing.
I guess so. But my mom actually took him to get it and he bought a pair and then just, I guess, terrorized my sister. I mean, that brought me lots of joy.
So you were there for the whole summer, huh? How do you end up with a gig like that?
My uncle married a French woman. And they had a baby. And so they hired me to go and stay with her while she stayed with her family.
Oh, very
nice. In France. So, yes.
How old were you? Can I ask?
16.
I mean, all right. So you weren't dateable. You weren't dating at 16. When do you start dating?
I wasn't allowed to date.
Okay.
Until I was 16. I wasn't allowed to go on a date until I was 16.
Did they have to have a car when that went down?
I mean, I don't think he had to. Most people, some people had cars. Not everybody had a car.
At 16,
I mean, a lot of times you just borrowed your parents' car. No, my dad was really strict about that stuff.
Okay.
We weren't allowed to, like, I mean, boys call in the house, forget about it.
Really?
God.
I don't know.
I had a friend. We were honestly just friends. He was dating one of my friends, but we would talk on the phone because he was like, I don't know what to do. You know, I mean, I was giving him advice on how to date my friend. And my dad was just so brutal. He'd be like, that guy called, you know, the one that calls. I was like, he has a name.
Oh, that's a dad right there. It's a dad. It's like, being yeah, a dad.
That, I'm like, did anybody call while I was gone? That one guy called, you know, the one that calls. I'm like, ugh, God, I wonder why nobody wants to come over here. You're a monster.
I don't know. I would be the hardest thing if I had a daughter. There'd be so many levels of hard. I would just be a mess all the time going on dates. I mean, I wouldn't want a dude. I'm a dude. That's the reason why he's that way is because he was a boy at one time, and he knows what boys are thinking about. He knows what boys want to do, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah,
he does. And I do too. And I'm like, I don't want my daughter to meet that boy like me and the other boys. I would be the same thing. I'm like, you're not dating anyone until you're 21. That is
Oh my God. She's like, okay, Dad, that's realistic. That's great. Keep me locked up.
Sex?
I won't rebel against that at all. There'll be no acting out because you've been so punishingly hard.
Yeah, like I just couldn't do it. I don't know. Like going on a date to a concert. I mean, I know what happens when you're hanging out in a car and the dude's
talking
making a
about
move.
The music. I mean,
yeah, sure.
I don't know what was happening when you were. That was the thing. You know, I was like, I don't have like that's the. I guess maybe I would be more on the other side of things because I was never up to anything. Naughty.
Yeah,
I wasn't a naughty girl. Like, you know what I mean? So yeah,
absolutely.
The other thing is, I think it's so sad that there aren't home phones anymore. That's such a rite of passage.
Yes.
Like having to call someone's house and somebody else at the house answers and you've got to bravely ask to talk to, you know, like, is Grace there? It's like, who's calling?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your little sister answers the phone. You're like, give me that phone right now. Hold on a second. Who is this?
You know, like, what's funny? In the Omaha World Herald just did a story about how many pay phones there are left in Nebraska. In Nebraska. Pay phones.
How many?
There are 81 left.
Oh.
I know. Doesn't that make you sad a little bit? No one's calling them. Yeah. I mean, no one's using the payphones, they said. I mean, it's kind of funny how we've gotten rid of, you know, almost all of them, except for 81. We're talking to the state of Nebraska.
I wonder what it costs now to make a call from a payphone.
I don't know.
Like, that would be the one thing that I'm curious about. You know, do you have to still have coins or is it, you know, can you swipe now? I mean, I got a lot of questions.
Yeah, you do about the old payphone.
About the old timey phones.
What was it before? Do you remember what it was before?
It was like 25 cents.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I can't tell you the last time I used a payphone. It's probably been decades. I mean, honestly,
It has been decades. For me as well. I do remember using them. But I even remember where they were that I would use. I'm looking it up right now. A payphone, 50 cents now.
Okay.
Higher rates for long distance. Grace, super producer Gracie, have you ever seen or used a payphone? No, she hasn't.
Never.
Okay. Is that no to use one or no to seen one?
Both.
She has never seen one. Wow.
They've got a cord.
Oh my God. Yes, they do. I saw the coolest thing and I almost bought it, Molly. It was a like the payphone, like the thing.
Uh-huh. But you can attach it to your cell phone.
Yes. I almost bought the thing because I thought it was cool. I've seen
those. Yeah. I saw it a couple years ago and I thought about getting one. I was like, that'd just be funny to have.
That'd be great to have. You can totally freak out your kids. I bet if you got that, your kids would love it.
Probably.
I bet they would love it, you know. It's funny because I was just standing in the studio and I looked down and there's still a phone jack in the house. And it's like,
yeah,
that is nuts. I remember
we have a landline.
You do?
Every once in a while, it'll ring like every 6 months, like the phone will ring. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot we have a phone. We had one for the longest time because of the kids.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Like if anything happened. And then you used to have it. Like I had it for work and then we just kept it. It's like maybe $10 a month. I mean, it's something stupid. Like I think at this point they pay you to like have a landline.
Well, it's
like we
weird
should probably get rid of it. I don't even know.
Why? Don't get rid of it. Then it's like the payphone. Now there's 81 payphones. Don't get rid of it. One time I was on a date, I think, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was at a bar and the phone was ringing, right?
Okay.
And no one was answering the phone. And that person looked right at me and said, "What is that noise? It's driving me insane." I'm like, "You're too young."
Like, it's called a phone.
It's called a phone.
Be afraid. Somebody's trying to get in touch with somebody. It's totally suspicious.
Hey, how was Declan's birthday? Happy belated birthday to that boy.
Oh my
God. How old is he now?
16.
Oh my God. He's 16.
16.
Okay.
He starts, driving classes in a few weeks. This is the thing though. We live in Chicago. I mean, he's got to take driving school and he'll get his driver's license. He needs a license. But I was talking about it with somebody. I'm like, he'll never drive. I mean, I'll never let him drive in the city. I mean, he can take a train or an Uber or something, but I'm never going to let him drive in Chicago.
Like, you'll let him drive when you come here.
Yeah, I was talking to my sister and I was like, he can drive when he's in Omaha. That's fine. But I'm not letting him on the streets in Chicago with our one car. Please.
No way.
Seriously. Nice try. Yeah. No way.
Why does he want to drive? And
I don't know. It's so different here. Everybody either goes to a parking lot or goes to the burbs. I mean, it's not like Omaha where you were driving around like you would talk your parents into letting you drive to the grocery store or do whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, kids don't run out and get licenses like they do. I mean, most of his friends are taking driving school, I think, just because they offer it, you know.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah. Cause Oliver we made him take driver's classes too.
You have
to get
insurance rates. Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. I'm like, are we really going to add him to the car? Talk about paying for something that you don't use. He's never going to touch the car. I'm not going to let him be on the insurance.
You're not going to let him be on the insurance?
Well, it's like to put a 16-year-old on your insurance. The insurance company's like, awesome. This is great.
So is there any idea? Is there any thoughts of getting him his own car then?
We have one family car. We're not going to get a second car because of him. We live in the city. You need to go someplace. Take the train.
Okay.
Take the bus.
Hey, I'm with you. I am with you.
Or I don't know. Walk.
God. Well, you're lucky you have that type of transportation because we don't really have that kind of transportation here.
Oh yeah, I mean, if we didn't have that kind of transportation, it would be a different story. If we were living in LA, like he would drive. I mean, he would have to, that kind of thing. But if we were living in New York, New York's like Chicago. You don't need a car. I mean, you can, but like, just take the train.
Take the train, boy. Well, happy birthday.
I know. Oh my God.
Two more years. He's going to be gone. He's going to be off to college.
Shut your mouth.
Well, hey, you shut your mouth. He's going to be off to college.
You were talking about it last night.
He's
going to
be that boy. He's that boy I was talking about. That your dad, when he was a boy, when I was a boy, he's that boy. So daughters, watch out. Declan is 16 and he's getting his license.
Are you crazy? Have you met my son?
Well,
God,
hey,
help the girl that likes him.
Well, hey,
she would have to be like, I like you. And even then he'd be like, what? Huh? I'm going to go play my video game where I get to fly a plane.
No.
And then I'm going to go build a Lego. He's like, please, do you want to go out for pizza? Be like, I already ate.
Yeah.
It'd be the worst. I feel so bad.
That's that 16-year-old boy. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
It's not on his radar at
all. All right. So New Year's is next. So what did you get anything cool for Christmas? I never even bothered to ask you. Did you get something?
I got oven mitts.
Oven mitts.
Then,
who's that from?
Santa.
Okay. Santa. Or is it from you?
No, it was okay. Not from me. I needed them. We only have one pair in the house and they have holes in them. So if you grab something the wrong way, you burn your hand because there's like a hole in the thumb area. We were in dire need. So I went ahead and fell on the grenade and said, get me that for Christmas.
Very nice. What else did you get? I saw a robe. You get a robe.
And I got a robe.
Yeah.
I did get a robe. Very nice robe. It's a really nice robe.
I should have got Wileen a robe. I never even thought about it. I always get her a robe.
She loves robes.
Yeah, she does.
Gosh, did she get you a present? You said that you guys weren't going to do presents. Did she surprise
you? Yeah, I got shoes. We each got shoes. She got a pair of shoes and I got a pair of shoes. Uh-huh.
You weren't going to get anything.
No. But we decided that's... The thing is that I have the same shoes I've had for years and she drives
her
crazy.
She's been trying to get you to get new shoes.
They're dirty. Hates them. She said, let's just go out. I'll get a pair of shoes. You get a pair of shoes. And that'll be our gift to each other. So it was quite the adventure. We went out on Christmas Eve.
You didn't get enough grueling punishment when you went the Saturday before Christmas. You decided, let's go down and double down and go on Christmas Eve too.
And then I crashed and burned. We were walking into a Nordstrom's Rack over there in Village Point. I'm walking through and that's a big, that's Village Point. That place is great. So, you know how the curb is set up for, if someone has a wheelchair or a scooter, they can go up that, but then it slowly goes up. Well, I'm just walking and talking, hands in my pocket, and I hit the curb. And next to know it, I'm crashing. I'm going straight to the ground on the cement. In slow motion, Molly, my hands, I couldn't get them out of my pocket. I'm like, and I went down and I turned because otherwise I would have smashed my face on the cement. And I landed on my side, like my arm. It was all bruised up and scratched up. My neck was hurting. My back, lower hip is hurting really bad to this day. It's like I got in a car wreck. That's how bad it was. Because I literally went from walking to ground and I jumped up as fast as I can and looked around to see who
saw
me.
Did anybody see me? People are standing and pointing. They're like, oh my God. Yeah. That elderly man just fell down. Well, sir, are your grandmother here to help you?
Well, Wileen instantly freaked out because it happened so quickly that she didn't even know what happened. She's like, oh my God. And she thought I banged my head and she kept, she kept acting like, oh my God, are you okay? Did you hurt your head and all this stuff? And finally I'm looking around. I'm hurting bad right now. I just told her, I said, this is going to be the history of me falling down a lot.
You're like, just remember this because it's going to happen again.
That's a thing is that, that was on Tuesday. Wait, when was Christmas Eve? That was Wednesday. That was on Wednesday, right? And I am still in so much pain. I don't even, it is true. Kids can roll around and fall down left, right, all that stuff. But when you get older and you're not used to falling down, it sucks. I've never fallen like that. I've never fallen. That was my first fall, Molly.
You've fallen before.
No, I have not.
I've never
not like
fallen.
That. No, not like that. I had not my like hands in my pocket. I mean, so think
you're
about
still
that.
Like, I mean, are you bruised up still?
Yeah, she want Wylene want keeps telling me we got to go to the doctor and make sure your back's you know, okay, and not, you know, she wants me to go to a chiropractor to get it, make sure it's aligned correctly because of the fall.
Well, because
so bad.
Everything with your neck, I mean, uh-huh. You're lucky.
Oh, that hurt. Oh, that hurt so bad. Because I had surgery on my neck, for those of you who don't remember. So I only have 50% mobility in my turn. Yeah. So when you fall like that, your head wants to, maybe that's what saved me, Molly, because I couldn't turn my head towards the cement.
Yeah.
But it was a crazy fall. I wish I had a camera. I wish I could get it on video. 'Cause to be able to fall with your hands in your pocket.
I mean, I saw you fall that one time when we were in, what was it, Turks and Caicos? Where were
we? Was a different fall. I slipped.
Yeah, that was a bad one, though, too.
That was a bad one. I cracked ribs on that one. Yeah. I mean, so and I guess
you do have a history of falling.
I do fall. Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, remember I went on, we had an Easter egg hunt.
And I went
running. I tripped
you fell
and
into
cracked
a hole
my ribs.
And you cracked my ribs fell again. There was the time when we were at Diaper Drive. You were running across the parking lot. And you did it on your foot because you were wearing the wrong shoes.
Yeah, I cracked my
foot. Yeah, you've done. So that's why when you're talking about like, this is the first. I'm like,
never
mind. Just in our experience. I mean, I'm not even talking about like other. I mean, this is just, I've been there for these moments.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Never mind. Anywho. Yeah, that's my gift for shoes. To circle back, I have shoes.
Had you
now.
Gotten the shoes at the fall, or were then? Did
I was
going
to get them. I was going to get them there. This is before I was walking in to see what they had there.
So you had to go shoe shopping injured
after that. Yeah, injured. Wow. So
at that point, were you like, I just want to go home?
Yes. Yes. But I didn't. You know, that's what we were doing. You know, we're buying gifts, and I didn't want to. I mean, when you're a man and that happens, it's not a proud moment to look at your wife and go, I want to go home. I want to go home. I might as well start sucking on my thumb.
She's like, I want to go home. I'm embarrassed. I'm with you.
So embarrassed.
She's like, I also would like to go home. I'd like to go someplace that's not here where everyone's looking at us.
All right. We're closing this thing. We'll be back on New Year's Eve. Okay. So be good to yourself. And if you want to shoot us a message, again, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also 402-915-0962. Lisa, by the way, shot us a message. She said she wants to jump on the show. She's your rock person. Your rock expert. She said not too soon because she's sick and she sounds like a goblin, and she doesn't always sound like a goblin, something like that. But yeah.
Well, this is the energy worker.
It's the energy worker.
And you were making fun of the fact, like, what if she had a goblin voice? And so now you've gotten in her head. She's like, well, obviously I can't go on now because I do sound like a goblin. And he'll just be like, point proven. You're the worst.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.